From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. A Twin Cities man has reportedly been found dead after being missing along the Canadian border between the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness and the Quetico Provincial Park. Ontario Provincial Police say they responded to a distress call initiated by a satellite phone on Sunday evening. The call came from Basswood Lake, which runs along the international border in the two parks. Officers were unable to locate the people in distress before nightfall on Sunday, but they located a woman Monday morning. She was taken to Atikokan, Ontario. The man remained missing, but WDIO television in Duluth reported late Thursday that he had been found dead in Basswood Lake. He's identified as 78-year-old Richard Barber of Minnetonka. The woman is also from Minnetonka. No other details were immediately available. A northern Minnesota woman is recovering from a rare black bear attack. Officials say it happened Monday evening after her dog startled an adult female and three cubs that had been hanging around her home near McGregor in recent days. 72-year-old Darlene Baglio was clawed on her left arm and side and bitten on her right arm and leg. She went home from the hospital Tuesday morning. A conservation officer killed the 190-pound mother bear as it charged him. The Department of Natural Resources says it was only the fifth documented bear attack on a person in Minnesota that resulted in injuries since 1987 and the state's first serious attack since 2005. The Duluth News Tribune reports that no human fatalities have been reported in Minnesota from black bear attacks, despite a population of more than 12,000 to 15,000 bears and increasingly more people living and recreating in the North Woods where bears live. In July 2005, a bear charged, clawed, and bit a 50-year-old Holyoke woman near her rural home. In 2002, a bear attacked a woodcock researcher near Mille Lacs. In 2003, Kim Heil Smith was attacked by a bear in her home near Grand Marais. In 1997, Ken Berger of Ely was bitten and clawed by a bear in the Boundary Waters after he chased a bear that took his food pack. On September 14th and 15th in 1987, a black bear injured two campers in unprovoked attacks in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources and the Gitche-Gami Trail Association held a ribbon-cutting ceremony in Silver Bay this week to celebrate the official opening of a new 2.3-mile paved segment of the Gitche-Gami State Trail on the north shore of Lake Superior. From the Rukavina Arena in Silver Bay, the new trail segment runs south across North Shore Mining property and continues to the east end of West Road in Beaver Bay. Continuing south, bicyclists and other trail users can follow the gravel West Road for a half mile to connect with the longest paved section of the trail, the 14.6-mile segment from Beaver Bay to Gooseberry Falls State Park. More than 28 miles of the trail are complete in six segments. The Lutzen Phase 1 segment, to be completed in 2013, will add another 1.1 paved miles to the trail. When complete, the trail will extend 86 miles from Two Harbors to Grand Marais. Exploratory drilling into the largest deposit of iron ore in North America could begin as soon as today in northern Wisconsin's Pinoki Range. According to the Duluth News Tribune, Gogebic Taconite filed a notice of intent to drill with the Department of Natural Resources in a letter dated last week. Department of Natural Resources Waste Management Director Ann Coakley said that GTAC can start drilling 5 days after they got the notice, and they received that notice on Monday. Eight holes, one in Ashland County and seven in Iron County, will be drilled this month. Coakley said the DNR will keep an eye on the operation with unannounced spot checks. The bore holes will be 350 to 1,143 feet deep. The 2-inch holes will gather data on the layers of rock, the quality of the iron ore, and the chemicals in the ore body. 5 people were injured, one seriously, in a single-vehicle rollover crash last Sunday afternoon on Highway 61 along the North Shore. The Minnesota State Patrol reported that the accident happened at milepost 78 near Schroeder just before 5 p.m. A southbound 2001 GMC Yukon SUV driven by Kimberly Reno, 39, of Anoka, drifted over the right shoulder, overcorrected, and rolled. A passenger, 56-year-old Anthony Reno of Anoka, was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. He suffered serious injuries. Kimberly Reno and three children in the vehicle, ages 15, 7, and less than 1, all were wearing seatbelts or were in child restraints and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. All five people were transported to Cook County North Shore Hospital in Grand Marais. An organization that believes it has discovered the wreckage of the oldest known shipwreck in the Great Lakes has received a state permit to conduct a test excavation at the site in northern Lake Michigan. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the State Archaeologist's Office approved a plan by Great Lakes Exploration Group, which hopes to identify the vessel as the Griffin. Legendary explorer René Robert Sieur de La Salle built and commanded the ship on behalf of King Louis XIV. During its maiden voyage in September of 1679, the Griffin departed from the area near present-day Green Bay, Wisconsin, carrying a crew of six and a cargo of furs. The ship was never seen again. The Griffin was the first full-size ship to sail on the Great Lakes, and its fate is one of the Great Lakes' most enduring mysteries. Among many theories are that the vessel sank in a storm, was scuttled by a mutinous crew, or was captured and burned by Native Americans. Just how snowy was Minnesota's winter and spring? The road salt tells the tale. The Minnesota Department of Transportation this week tallied the road salt usage for the winter driving season. It came in at more than 304,500 tons. That's a marked increase from the year before, when 154,000 tons of salt was laid down in an unseasonably warm winter. It's also 47% above the five-year average. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.